This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, get on air, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, you can call Klaus Financial office anytime. Set up an appointment. Telephone number 442-5637, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later on in the half hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card from PetSmart. We'll explain how you can do that as the show goes on. Just a little tip, listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Joining us this week from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing well. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Ready to wrap up the year.
It's you sent out an email for next week's show already, and I noticed it's already another year. So
Oh my God.
It sneaks up on you. And of course, it is almost here as we talk about the new year, and it's a time for people to kind of look forward, look back, and also talk a little bit about expectations when it comes to change or things going to stay the same when it comes to those retirement counts in this upcoming year. What do we expect to see?
Yeah, so a lot of people, as we flip into the new year, are asking questions about contribution limits and how they access their 401k accounts and things like that, because they change year to year. Well, I should redefine that. Sometimes they change year to year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And actually, as we flip from 2017 to 2018, one of the things that people wonder is, can I contribute more to my corporate retirement plan, my 401k or my 403b? And the simple answer to that question is no. So it didn't change this year. The maximum contribution to a 401k plan for anybody under the age of 50 is still $18,000, and the catch-up amount is still an extra $6,000 if you're over the age of 50. And similarly, IRA contributions, so traditional or Roth IRA contributions, in 2017, they were $5,500 a year if you're under 50, $6,500 a year if you're over 50, and those limits have not changed now as we flip into the new year. So a lot of people wonder that, but they have not changed.
What about as we look to the new year? We'll have a new president as well, and a lot of people watching markets maybe a little closer at year-end time. You hear a lot of people saying, "Well, I got a system here. I can time this thing out and really make my earnings greater." Good plan, bad plan. Is that something people can be doing in the new year?
Yeah, I want to hear CJ's conclusion on this as the market rises.
Well, no, you cannot time the market. I don't know how many times we've said this on the show. And you know what? Here's the fun fact, folks. If you could time the market, it would be brilliant, right? And it's so tempting. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you the number of people who come in and go, "I think your job is easy. Just, sell high, buy low." And I go,
Simple enough.
I said, "Why don't you show me how that's done?" So listen, I get it. It's so tempting. And as a matter of fact, if you don't really invest and you just kind of watch the market, it seems simple enough,
Sure. Doesn't
it? Hey, right now you should be selling. And then when it drops, 20%, buy again. Easy peasy. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. So here's the notion. The best investors stay invested in the long run, and they dollar cost average. Dollar cost averages on a monthly basis. You're making systematic contributions in a disciplined fashion. That's why 401ks are such a great tool, right? Right out of every single paycheck, every 2 weeks, you're putting money into your 401k plan. And as the market drops, you're now buying very cheap shares. Think of it as stocks on sale. Are there opportunities to try and in some ways take advantage of timing? And generally, my response is no. The only thing you could do if you wanted to get really sexy about all of this is hold on to an emergency reserve. When we have one of these unprecedented declines like we've seen back in 2001 with the tech bubble bursting, 2008 with the subprime lending crisis, that might be an opportunity for you to take some of your excess reserves and dump it into the market. But that would be the only small way in which I would try to take advantage of timing. Otherwise, your core savings should always be monthly or per paycheck.
There was not too long ago, I know J.P. Morgan had put out a little bit of an analysis on this about people, you know, some of the mistakes that can, it's pretty significant mistakes of people who choose to try and time it. There can be significant losses, can't there?
There can, yeah. So to your point, J.P. Morgan studied from 1993 to 2013. Again, 1993 to 2013, if you had just put all of your money into the S&P 500 and let it ride during that time frame, so didn't try to time the market at all, you would have averaged 9.2% per year. However, if you tried to time the market and you just missed the top 10 best days, so think about that. 1993 to 2013 is 10 years. There's 365 days in a year. That's 3,650 days. Mm-hmm. And if you just missed the top 10, okay, out of those 3,650, your rate of return would have gone from 9.1 down to 5.4% average. Almost dropped your rate of return in half. So it just shows you, if you miss one of the best days, it could have a 10-year hangover. You don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for them right now, they'd love to answer it for you. 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, KLAASfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We talked a little bit about things that we expect to stay and that will stay the same in 2017. Let's talk about some of the things that we are likely to see as far as changes. We will do that next with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this week from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for them, give us a call right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, KLAASfinancial.com, all one word there, or give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget to hold on to that number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card from PetSmart. Kind of looking ahead to 2017, getting you prepared. It's already upon us. Next week will be 2017. Talked a little bit about the things that are not changing. Let's move on. Let's tell us a little bit about some of the changes that we are likely to see in 2017.
Great question, Sean. You know, as much as we talk on this show, I think depending on what day you tune in, we talk a lot about beware of this for retirement. And really, we want to make sure that people are hearing us loud and clear. Planning for retirement is actually an exciting thing. That final season of your life where you're planning what you're going to do in terms of enjoyment, that's what this is all about. So if you tune in week to week, you're going to hear a lot of good tidbits that allow you to make that planning even easier. And with that in mind, one thing we have learned is there's about 40% of Americans that surprisingly are not really serious about putting money away into their retirement accounts. And I know this is kind of the wrong time of year to talk about that. We've just probably spent a little bit more than we should have for Christmas. But these are the types of things that are going to come back to haunt us as we get closer to retirement. And so what financial firms, technology companies, and government agencies have been trying to do is find ways that basically we can protect ourselves when it comes to that timing. Social Security, obviously, is something that's going to be there for most of us as we go to retire, but it's probably not going to be enough to satisfy the type of life we've been currently leading with our employment. So one change that we're going to see, and it's already been occurring, but we're going to see a lot more of these roll out, is that in 2017, most employer plans, employer-sponsored retirement plans, are going to have an auto-enrollment. So what that means is you start a new job, and unbeknownst to you, you've already been enrolled after a certain period of time into the employee retirement plan. And this is a big shift because previously they said to you, after 3 months or a month or a year, would you like to start contributing into your retirement plan? And quite honestly, most people were like, oh, I've got plenty of time to save. I don't necessarily need to start putting money away today. Well, the way this is shifting is at this point, you're going to have to opt out. They're going to automatically enroll you, versus an opt-in situation. And interestingly enough, Vanguard did a study, and they found that actually by doing the opt-out strategy versus the opt-in, we actually saw 91% of people participating in a 401k plan versus 42% who would have voluntarily done that. Really key, when you get auto-enrolled, you want to make sure you're picking the best choices and adding to that. If you start getting raises, making sure you're increasing it. Hence, that's where the financial arm of having an advisor may come in handy for you. So love that change. We want everybody to be saving more and more. Another change is that we're going to see more of a digital presence amongst retirement offerings out there. Meaning, I know most people have heard the term robo-advisors. And this is not something CJ and I shy away from. In fact, it makes sense to us to embrace it in certain circumstances. And what a robo-advisor is, basically, is an algorithm-based portfolio manager online. This can work for a lot of people. It can make sense. The charges can be less. The one part that's missing, and we very clearly can point that out, is that party online, which is basically an algorithm, does not know you, does not know your risk levels. It may know your age, but it doesn't know all of you and is not going to ever be able to hopefully replace us completely. Right, CJ?
That's right.
What about
these are exciting digital changes, and I think it will help enhance a lot of people's retirement futures.
Is this something that, you know, for younger people or maybe lower earners, people who may, you know, may not have as much money to, lower, right? Would this be something that may be appropriate for someone in that type of situation, especially starting out in the work world? You're probably not making a lot. There's probably not a lot of money there. So you're saying I've got to make every penny count here. Is that kind of who some of these will be aimed at?
Absolutely. And what we're seeing is we're seeing the Vanguards, we're seeing Schwab, we're seeing Betterment. In fact, we sometimes employ Betterment in one of our divisions at Kloss. It could be a very good fit to utilize a robo-advisor because, as you said, Sean, we're just getting started. We're learning how to put money away. And as CJ said, we just want to stay invested. So ultimately, money sitting in the bank, sitting in your savings account, is not going to push forward your future retirement account. So getting people invested sooner than later, always a better choice.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we go to break, I want to ask about the Department of Labor. New rule, if I remember correctly, going into effect next year, something that people do need to be aware of, correct?
Yeah, this is actually something probably financial advisors should be more aware of than consumers, because it's going to impact their lives and how they deliver advice to their clients. Unfortunately, there are many financial advisors that have put their head in the sand and said, I'll figure it out when somebody forces me to. But just for the consumers that are listening out there, Department of Labor jumped into some regulatory enforcement of financial advisors because they were frustrated by the fact that advisors were calling themselves fiduciaries, but then selling products on what we call a suitability standard, which the suitability standard is lower than the fiduciary standard. The way I describe suitability standard is, suitability standard says, hey, that suit fits you. Fiduciary standard says that suit fits you and it looks good on you. Sounds like a subtle difference, by the way, but it's a major difference. A lot of things can fit you, they just may look horrible. Department of Labor is getting frustrated by advisors claiming one thing, but then selling products for commissions that really weren't good long-term fits for clients. So they kind of stepped up their enforcement and said, all right, if you're going to do that, you're going to have a bunch of additional regulation on top of you. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what happened here.
Is there, we start talking Department of Labor, is there a political element? I mean, with the new election, is there something that may or may not change, or is that something that's pretty set?
Huge. So question number one is, was the actual rule itself a good rule? Mm-hmm. Truth be told, and by the way, I'm not going into detail on this, so please don't, you know, hang me out to dry here, folks. But the answer is, yeah, we actually think it was a good rule. We may not love every aspect of it, but in general, we think it was needed for the industry. That's our opinion. But politically, what's the landscape? Well, as we all know, Trump doesn't like regulation at all in many circumstances. So he, I believe, is not in favor of the DOL ruling and may try to roll back or reduce some of the enforcement factors of it. But I would say DOL ruling here is more or less here to stay.
Is there something to be said, regardless of what happens in Washington, just for the individual to say, understand, you know, what those fees are and exactly their relationship with their financial advisor?
Yeah, so basically, Department of Labor regulates 401k corporate retirement plans. Mm-hmm. So when they came out with this ruling, it actually only applies to financial advisors selling products into retirement plans.
Okay.
So unfortunately, it does not impact after-tax monies, which is kind of a really interesting thing. Truth be told, a lot of people will tell you Department of Labor overstepped the SEC, which I think is absolutely true. They were waiting for the SEC to come out with this rule, and the SEC is just too busy with other things. They don't have the manpower to do it. So Department of Labor stepped over them to kind of have this. It's kind of weird. It only applies to retirement accounts. Mm. You know, it really should be more comprehensive. And I would be willing to bet that in the coming years, SEC will come up and kind of be in lockstep with the Department of Labor. But yes, bottom line here is you're going to see advisors having a lot more fiduciary duty to tell you what they're getting paid for every single product. As a matter of fact, if they sell you a commissionable product into a retirement account, you'll have to sign what's called a BICE agreement, which is now a best interest contract agreement, that basically says, hey, I'm getting paid more on this product than I might be on something else. So it's kind of nice for the consumers. They're going to have to, the amount of awareness they have will step up here.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Quay. They come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have a question for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Telephone number 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about, that's kind of wrapping up the year, and we're talking about things to look forward to, things to keep in mind also for the next year. Another thing, you know, as we're planning for retirement, a lot of people this time of year, of course, got planning and these big picture things on their minds, and you're putting money away. What is the amount of time that most people are retired? And this is I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, the wife was asking a little, she suddenly just turned to me and started asking some of these questions, and this was one of those, is like, how long and how do we know?
Sean is the expert at home now. I love this. He just turns to you. Isn't that great?
I just take what I learned from you too, and I can spout wisdom like no other.
Oh, that's so cool. Yes. Well, you know, this is something we'd all love to know. Exactly how long are we going to be retired? So we looked at a think tank group called Statistic Brain, and they told us that the average length of time that we are retired in the United States is actually 18 years.
Wow.
Now, obviously, some people are retired for less, some are retired for quite a bit more, and of course, that has to do more with health than anything else. But that's really a good nugget to put in your brain, just to understand that I'm going to stop working someday,
mm-hmm.
and I am going to probably collect Social Security, but besides Social Security, I am going to need a means to supplement the Social Security for almost two decades. And that's a significant amount of time when we talk about health care costs and everything else. So 18 years is the average amount of time we're retired in the U.S. Another very interesting statistic, talking about longevity, According to the U.S. Census Bureau, they're saying that obviously we all see lifespans increasing around us. Well, currently, for the 100-plus-year-olds, we found out that that is the fastest-growing age group here in the U.S. Currently, we have 72,000 people who are considered centenarians. And in 2055, we're going to expect to see 500,000 centenarians in this country. Based on current growth rates and trends, and with advances in medicine. So, you know, the younger kids who are making fun of us all getting older, there's going to be a lot more of us getting older in just a couple more decades. So just take that to heart, plan today, stay invested, and you too can have a good retirement.
Well, so to add on to what Malia's talking about here is we think of ourselves, and if we say, hey, our target retirement is, I don't know, 65. And, you know, we look at our family history and we determine that we think there's a reasonable chance that we could live till 95. That's 30 years, right? So it's important for you to know the average length of time that people are retired, but I would say be careful with that. That doesn't mean you should try to, you know, pull your portfolio down to zero in 18 years and hopefully you're dead, right? That's not a great plan. You instead want to say, no, here's my desired retirement date. And here's about where I think I'll live to. I need to make sure that the rate at which I pull from my portfolio is something that I can sustain. So we talk about this as distribution rates. Well, let me just add to that. Think of this. If between you and your spouse, there's, I don't know, $1,500 a month or $1,500 a month per person for a total of $3,000 a month from Social Security for $36,000 a year, how much did you have to save throughout your working career to get that $1,500 a month or combined for $3,000 a month? It'd be interesting. I actually wish people would call in right now and ask this or answer this. The answer is about 13 to 15% of your wages for your entire working career.
Oh.
So if you want to, here, I see the lights are blinking. If you want to, therefore, double that number and say, I want to now get another $3,000 a month from a secondary source, what should you be trying to save? Well, about 15% of your wages. So just remember, it's not like, hey, if I just throw in $50 a month, you know, by the time I retire, I'm going to have millions of dollars. No, you know, yes, saving a little bit every day matters, but you need to target a percentage. And you'll hear Malia and I say your target should be about 10% or more of your wages over an entire working career. Usually will put you in a pretty good spot.
He's CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. All one word there. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program. Call the Kloss Financial office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card from PetSmart. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the average length of retirement in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card for PetSmart, and of course, all brought to you by Kloss Financial at telephone number 442-5637. Set up an appointment. Doesn't cost anything for that first get to know you. They'd love to get to know you as well at Kloss Financial and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a happy new year, and we'll talk 2017.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.